I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So we all need to do our best to tap into our negativity side. Do you remember, Steve? Like, I remember a few months ago when Amber first, like, stepped her toe into the waters here, and
she's
like,
gonna live this
I'm
down.
Making a commitment to be more positive.
That's right.
Remember? I'm going to be positive.
I think you and I, our erosion just wore away.
It wasn't even erosion, man. We like drove the bulldozer. It was like 2 days before
yeah,
she
and then I came bad? In, and I was just like, meh, meh, meh. And he's like, remember when you were going to be positive?
No, shut up.
Dang it.
It is a room of negativity, but that's going to be good because we want to talk about things. We want to save people from wasting their time.
Yeah, that's always great.
Overrated.
Do you think we're overrated? No, our ratings suck. Never mind.
We're underwhelming.
We're underwhelming. What are we again?
Yeah, we're underrated.
There's a dude who used to play for the Nuggets, and I get down into the weeds of sports talk, but Andre Iguodala has come out and saying, he basically said life would be so much simpler in a one-bedroom apartment with a Prius and some golf clubs.
More money, more problems.
Oh, is that, yeah.
He literally said having First money is problem. Overrated.
Well, he would know. I guess the rest of us wouldn't. So we have to take his word for it.
Well, he doesn't really know because when he signed his first NBA contract was simultaneous with having knocked up and broken up with a girl. So he owed her like $80,000 a month in perpetuity of 18 years.
Yeah, but wasn't he making, didn't he make
He's
like,
making
like millions and millions of.
He couldn't keep it in his, just for a little.
No, it was instantaneous.
That's on you, dude.
I mean, I could see that being a basketball player, especially. That's tough territory. You got women like just trying to trap you.
That's
every corner.
I don't feel like, you don't have FU money, Steve.
Right, yeah.
But do you think having money is overrated? Because you're not afraid. You're not, you don't live the way Amber and I live where it's like, our money is afraid. I'm always living in fear of like, what if
something goes wrong tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think having money's overrated?
You said something, you called that a long time ago, and I love that phrase. It's I'm not scared money.
Your money has no fear.
When I gamble, I'm not scared to lose it. When I buy, I'm not scared
to lose it. And therefore you win.
Exactly.
Okay.
It drives me crazy.
And our money, Amber, has so much anxiety attached to it that it can't possibly win.
It's never going to win.
My dad once told me that what being financially secure cures so many byproducts 100%. Of not having money. It's just not having money. It's all the stress of this. It just cures it all.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what we want to do. And we're all going to jump in on this. But like, what is something that off the top that you just want to, everybody goes, this is awesome. It's the best thing in the world. You got to. And you're like, it's
overrated.
I know I'm going to get in trouble for this. Disney in general.
Yes.
What?
Disney. I mean, they're doing better. Not Disney, the company. Their movies are badass. But like, when you fly to Disneyland or Disney World, you're a prisoner on. I'd rather go to Disneyland because at least you're in California and you can get somewhere else.
O-town, you're trapped.
Orlando, you are trapped. You are inside the Disney machine.
That's it.
And there's no escape.
And everything is jacked up 800 times the actual price of it, and you got nowhere else to go.
And it takes forever to get it.
And you got to wait in lines.
It's kind of brilliant on there.
It's 100% brilliant. I'm not mad at them, but it's just. Like, you have it in your head when you're a parent.
It's
you're like,
magical place.
I have to take my kid. And you take them, and the whole time they're like, I don't want to wait in line. The chicken fingers taste like butt. And you're like, why did we?
They were $80.
I remember shoving chicken fingers in it. It was $82 worth for like the four of us.
Oh, God.
To eat chicken fingers and fries. And I'm like, you're going to eat
it. It might be slightly overrated.
It is. Wickedly overrated. So what in your life would you like to warn us away from? What do you think is overrated? So I threw Disney under the bus.
That's huge. If they heard that, they're going to have you killed.
What are you going to throw under the bus? Who's got one?
Who are you throwing?
New Year's Eve.
I'm with you 100%.
Wait,
everyone is so stressed out of what they're going to do, and you got to get an outfit, and then everything's expensive. Ubers, you got to buy tickets, you got to have plans, you got to organize it all. It's just like, blah. And then it's midnight, and it's over, and you're just like, this was so built up for nothing.
But when you're single on New Year's, and I remember the last time I was single on New Year's, then there's that pressure.
Oh.
At like 11:30, you start looking around
like,
going,
who am I
going
to kiss?
Who's gonna, I gotta.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where am I going to hide?
Yes. And you're just, it's not fun anymore.
It's not.
It's a chore. It sounds like a chore, yeah.
And then if you're the only single person, and everybody else is cut, and then you're just like, oh, this is so lame.
And then who do you kiss if you're like the single person? Everybody's kind of, do you just kiss one of your girlfriends or like what do you?
Yeah.
A random?
No, I've never done a random.
You haven't?
Nope.
You haven't lived. Someday when I've had just enough therapy, I will admit somebody that I kissed on New Year's that is one of my biggest regrets in the history of mankind. It's another female radio personality in the state of Colorado.
I think I
didn't initiate it, but it happened.
You grabbed,
I did not.
You snatched her up. You pulled her in.
It happened. I can't say it now.
I can't wait to find out one day.
What's your
I'm
going to
always remember this.
It's going to... What's overrated for you?
I'm going to kind of go in middle road here. Marriage is overrated and being single is overrated at the same time. When you're married, you want to be single. When you're single, you want to be married.
So then what's good?
Neither.
Single is...
Single is better than... Yeah.
Well, okay, yeah. So you can't be in a relationship. So like just dating?
Yeah.
What's
you're
like, middle
so
ground?
You're getting relations, but you don't have commitment.
When friends with benefits, maybe?
That's it. And when you're single, you get everything a married person gets, except for you don't get all the negative stuff. You get just the positive
stuff.
But
then you don't get somebody to wipe your butt when you have a stroke.
I'll hire someone, and I'll be in a nursing home. So
again, non-scared money has plenty of it. He can afford a nurse.
I'll throw money at that problem when I come to
work. I literally have to have a wife in case I have a stroke because I don't have a 401k.
Oh my God, what the kid?
I mean, I have a 401k, but it's not going to do anything when it comes to like.
As if she's
I do not have butt wiping money. Okay. I don't.
I would have changed that. I have
butt wiping amounts of money. The other thing that, and we've talked about it before, and we want your calls, but like, I think the biggest attraction in your home state is completely overrated.
Oh, I'll give you that.
Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah.
It's really impressive. You get all that way. You spend all that money. You pay your $25 to park.
Stupid.
To see it, it's free. To park is $25.
Okay.
You walk like half the block to go up there. You stand in front of it.
Ooh.
Wow. And then you look around and go, is there an amusement park?
You're like,
there's not anything.
There's
really
nothing else.
There's not like a little slide.
There's nothing. You can go into the visitor center.
Why wouldn't they put an alpine slide? Like,
a water park,
you could make more money. We drove all that way. Yes.
Yeah. Coming off of Washington's head, you could circle down. And
who's got the biggest nose that you could ramp off of?
That would be Washington, actually.
Let's do that.
Yes. Start it there.
All right. So, if there's something you want to throw under the bus and tell us that it's overrated, this is when we want to talk to you. Daniel?
Yay.
What's overrated?
I think Valentine's Day is overrated.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Who made it up?
A Brock's Candy Company.
Did they really? It has to be, right?
Hallmark cards.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah. Capitalism.
Women
in general. It's like, hey, how about another day to get free crap? Yeah. Best case scenario, you do get into a restaurant, but you have to buy flowers, chocolate, food.
It's a prefix menu.
Right.
Wow.
For the off chance that she might give you a little something.
Maybe.
Potentially.
Right.
But then I'm really tired after the end of that.
Oh, my God. The creepy menu got me all full.
Chocolate made me bloated. I'm sorry.
So do we boycott it? How do we shut it down?
Yeah,
it's overrated.
Daniel?
We're getting rid of it, Daniel.
Ooh, to get rid of it. I think just like, the biggest problem I've always had with Valentine's Day is it just doesn't feel special anymore, you know? Like, because it just feels like a mandatory date night.
It is contrived.
So, you're right.
Commercialized.
It is. It's like a forced. You're forced to.
Forced to have fun.
Yeah.
And no one wants forced fun. Well, I kind of want a little bit of forced fun. Thank you for the call, Daniel. We believe you. It's overrated. DJ?
Yay.
Yay.
Overrated. What's overrated?
Be careful, DJ.
Why? What's
Starbucks?
Oh, slacker!
You take that back. You shut your filthy mouth. Starbucks is not overrated. It's overpriced, but it's not. Oh man, why do you think it's overrated?
Well, okay. So if you really wanted to, any drink that you want, you can learn how to make and buy the supplies for it for a month for like the same price of one drink or any other coffee shop in your town.
That's true.
Same drink, half the price.
Because I bought the Nespresso machine, and I was living on it. It was awesome, but then it broke down. Because at the time when I first bought it, the capsules were 52 cents a piece.
And so then
you're like, and your milk is pretty much, and you just buy a little bit of like cost plus, you buy the caramel, whatever. And then it's just so much easier to just hit it on your app and just drive in.
That's what I just got, like this gourmet coffee maker.
Yeah, I know. You have an espresso, or what'd you get?
No, I don't forget what it is, but I haven't opened it yet because I'm like, I could be making lattes at home, but I'll probably never use this.
you're right, because it's just...
I'm just going to go get one down the street at the coffee shop. Come
on.
You know
how it is. One day you want chai tea. Yeah. I have to learn how to make that. And next day I want a cold.
Like,
if
I'm going to do coffee at home, it's going to just be a brew.
Yep, you're right. It's not overrated, though. Ryan.
Hey, Yai.
Yai. What's overrated?
Careful.
All right, so In-N-Out Burger... I think it's just like Steak and Shake and all those that came here. It's so hyped because it's not here.
Yeah.
And the first time I went and tried it, I don't think it's anything special. It's good, but it's nothing special.
You're right, because we can't have it. We want
I'm just going to say this. Shut your mouth again. This is the second time. I know Amber is not going to get involved because she doesn't eat the meat.
But I used to.
And it's the
bomb.
And
I have to say... In-N-Out is never In-N-Out. The line is around the block.
No,
and then you're waiting forever, right. And then you get it, and you're like, was this worth my 45 minutes? I don't know.
Yes.
I kind of agree.
You can go to Freddy's or something like that, get the same burger. It's
Freddy's is about as close as you're going to get if you get their California style.
Right.
But no, I'm all in on In-N-Out. It's definitely not overrated. Thanks for the call, man. Austin.
Hello.
What's overrated?
I think Harry Potter's overrated.
Damn it, shut up!
No, you're spot on, Austin.
You don't even know. You haven't watched one. You haven't read one. Shut up.
It must be overrated if I'm not in it.
You're right, Steve. That's why she sold kajillions of copies of the book.
Couple.
The movies are... Amber, you're oddly quiet.
I don't have that strong of an opinion on it.
Children around the world are weeping. What? Why don't you like it? It's just too wizardy?
It's just, I just don't really get the appeal. I mean, if I'm going to immerse myself in the make-believe world, it's going to be something more exciting than wizards and school and wands and stuff. I mean, I can just think of so many more exciting make-believe things out there.
All right, let's hear them. Let's hear all your ideas. Oh, you don't have any, do you?
Okay.
You know what I think is overrated? Austin, you, as a human.
Wow.
Austin, I don't believe that. I'm just getting a little defensive. Thanks for the call, man. Come on, man. It's like been three or four
all
in a row of things that I like.
Dude, it's a fat guy with a big beard.
He's not fat.
And he's not in every Santa Claus.
He's not fat.
He's in all those other movies. The
it's
same
a different guy.
Middle Earth movie.
No, it's a totally different actor.
It's
totally
the same
thing. Aaron?
Yay.
What's overrated?
Okay, so let me just preface this and say that I love the state of Colorado. But the amount of people that are moving here, the state of Colorado is overrated.
Is
this reverse psychology to get him to leave?
Kind of, yes. Like, I don't really want to spend my entire, like, Sunday driving back down from the mountains.
Uh-huh.
6 hours in traffic, you know? Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
Colorado's not that cool.
It is absolutely
as really cool.
It is. Thank you for the call. You guys? Chris?
Yay.
Overrated. What's overrated?
Mondays are overrated.
I like Mondays.
What for?
Because after spending a weekend with my piece of hell family, I get to come in here and hang out with you two.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.